Life with a Biomat.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have a special, I guess we'll call it a Mayan roundtable, featuring Clifford Mahudi, Azuni Elder, Brendan O'Brien, and Johnny Chanel of the Maya Sites Travel Service. And before we broke, Johnny, you were starting a bit of a presentation or statement. Can you go on?
Well, we were talking about the Maya ideas about what the only word we have is for reincarnation, but I call it ancestral continuation. That's really a DNA sort of thing. That when you die, your soul goes up to Sheba Ba, which is called the underworld, but really it's the Milky Way galaxy, very clearly defined as the Milky Way galaxy belt. And that you go to that, you recycle through that, and then you get born again for your descendants.
So this is reincarnation, so, then?
It's like that, but it's a continuation of the same thing.
It's a bloodline. It's a bloodline thing, Gene. In other words, you're reincarnating within your bloodline.
But I also want
is that
to say
family or race or what?
Yes, family, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, if I go, my grandfather dies, his descendant or his grandson or great-grandson may have his DNA.
Well, obviously has his DNA. That's clear scientific fact. Pull also in his spirit of who he was, and he lives again.
So yeah, it's like a genetic memory almost.
Okay, so if I die, you know, 20 years from now, some descendant of mine, two or three generations hence, will be me.
Basically.
Could be, very well.
Very well.
Yes.
And that's.
I don't know if that's a blessing or a curse, frankly.
Well, it's neither, because it's all the same thing. The Maya, even back in the classic time, a Maya would have, a king would have more than one wife, and you'd wonder why. Well, a king only chose from the Ahau their families that were connected to the priest and the scientist and so forth. But they would have different queens because the queen's ancestors, if you would go look at what their ancestors created and the portals that they created in their kingship and the history of their kingship, they would be known to have qualities. And those qualities that were found to be positive to a king, he would marry someone from that family, bring her in as a queen, and then if he had to ever deal politically or socially or religiously in a certain way and didn't have the tools, he'd have his queen, whose ancestor was known to be great at a certain thing, he would have that queen open a portal.
So it's like selective breeding, metaphysical
so
eugenics.
She would pull the cord through her tongue, go into the trance, open up the portal, and let that ancestor come through and give her the information that the king needs. And so so if you look at it, they're always having constant communication with the ancestors.
Let me ask you a question here, which goes to a larger discussion. Is that why we have people who have belief systems about genetic purity? Because some of that, gets into discrimination. You know, you're marrying somebody from the wrong race or the wrong religion.
Oh, absolutely.
It's genetic purity.
Absolutely. There are reasons for these things. I think Clifford could tell you.
Yeah, Clifford, how is this reflected in Zuni culture and Pueblo culture?
What, the marrying outside?
Yes.
Well, clan relationships.
That was also, clan relationships are, it's just like, you don't marry within your own clan. Of course, it's incest. It's deeper.
The same with the Maya.
The Maya weren't practicing incestuous relationships, although they may have, I'm sure, at some point.
No, they have very strict clan things of who can marry within who.
So that's mirrored.
They do not really favor marrying gringos or marrying people that are non-indigenous people. That is not. It is pretty much frowned upon with the Maya people.
Well, that in one of our prophecies, there was going to be the downfall of the the Zuni system if the members of the tribe went and married outside the tribe. And we are going through that. This is already prophesied.
Right.
Wow. So interesting. I knew we were going to see a lot of interesting cultural and historical even parallels between the North American indigenous cultures and the further south Mesoamerican, Central American cultures. It's fascinating.
There's so much proof now of the interrelationships between all of the worlds of at least of the Maya people in Mexico. Very clear relationship with the indigenous people in the United States, that if you just cancel the whole border between the two, you could say, well, all these people all knew each other, and they all knew they were related, and they traded with each other.
They actually found macaw feathers here in Zuni pots, and they found turquoise in tombs of Maya kings and queens. So
the turquoise trail is a scientific fact. They brought macaw feathers from Guatemala and quetzal.
Wasn't Cocopelli a Mayan trader?
I've heard
that theory.
Yep.
Well, he traveled among all the tribes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to throw this in because the original or the first line people that came to these indigenous tribes throughout North, South, and Central America, Mexico, was that they were not interested in the sociological aspects of civilizations. They were primarily more interested in seeing how much they can rip off from all these people. And so in so doing, it's just like the conquerors of the wars of recent times also, mm-hmm. is that they did not want anybody to have that knowledge, so they destroyed all of them. And we knew about, the Pueblo people knew about incest because that's what our Kachina clowns are all about. And we also know we have the Xalico ceremony, which is the coming of the spaceships, which brought all the civilization requirements. And when you go back as far as the Chaco culture up here in northern New Mexico, that was a crossroads of many different tribes, and also it was, I call it the universal college of medicinal and spiritual arts, which were also in direct contact with the space people. That great Kiva that they, it's a misnomer, it was not a Kiva. That was a landing spot. We have a lot of landing spots over here within our own village over here. So if they had only listened to the original explorers or come over, they would have gotten this knowledge quite simply, but that was not the case. And now most of it is gone, and we know remnants of it, especially some people like myself that has studied under the grandfathers. So that in itself is a clue.
I never thought about Pueblo Benito possibly being a giant landing spot, but it would make sense if you've ever been there.
Nobody talks about this. It's up there.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's all those lines that direct. It's almost like a landing strip. All these lines are going into Chaco Canyon. Well, that's kind of getting off topic here a little bit, but let's pursue that. Do you think that there is some chance that we're going to see these star beings, these Kachinas, coming back during some sort of end time period for whatever reason?
Well, just the last two nights, yeah. I have been talking to the Cree elders, and they have actually observed what they term the Kachinas throughout the parts of the world, and I'm not sure exactly how they went about finding this out, because it's very difficult when you're talking to those people up in Canada on a telephone network.
Let's get into more of this, Clifford, in our next segment. By the way, there are lots of ways to contact us here at the PowerCast. You can write us news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. You can send us a tweet, the PowerCast. What else can we be? The PowerCast on Twitter. With Gene and Chris, you're in
a Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. If you go to store.theparacast.com, stop by and take a shopping tour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
We continue with our Mayan Roundtable with all-star guests, including Brendan O'Brien and Johnny Chanel of Maya Sites Travel Service. And before the show ends, we'll have them give you a little bit of a plug about what they offer, and maybe you'll want to take one of those trips. Sounds fascinating. And Clifford Mahudi, a Zuni elder. Clifford, I know you started something, and I know maybe we're disrespectful when we have to do those breaks, but you understand why we have to do them. So you were about to start a discussion. Would you want to continue?
Yeah, this is interesting.
We're talking about the Mount Maya connection. It's quite simply that we are all related. The only thing that if you look at it from the specialty department, you look at a medical organization, you've got your dentist, you've got your pharmacists, you've got your surgeons, you've got your chiropractors and all that. But in the beginning of the peoples from different parts of the world were given certain duties and responsibilities for that part of the world that they were going to. And this was, again, the space brother connection. And in order to keep the world in balance. Now, when we go all the way up to, even clear up to the, probably about Utah and Colorado and down through here, Arizona, Mexico, and clear down to South America, if you really talk to those ancient shamans, they will tell you that we're all connected together. The only difference was the language. But, there's now uncovering of languages that were very similar with those indigenous tribes over there. I got a report from one of the ladies up in, one of the pueblos called one of the Kiri's pueblos, which is a language, went down to, I believe he was down in Mexico or in that area, and he was listening to the kids playing out there in the yard, the indigenous kids, and they were speaking the same language that they speak up there.
We were also talking before that a couple of days ago, you had spoke with three elders about some sort of potential arrival or something. You didn't really get a chance to finish that thought.
Well, that's the, remember the Hopi Blue Star Kachina myth, they call it? And remember
Robert Morning Sky.
No. And then the other thing, too, that's happening that they told me is that there's a red star and a blue star suns that are coming in that you can see at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning towards looking for Florida from Dallas, Texas. And that's what they were discussing, but I didn't get a chance to hear the whole story on it, but it's got a news blackout. You might want to chase that down. They're going to film it.
Well, it sounds like, you know, Venus and Jupiter in the night sky followed closely by Mars.
No. That's a different one because I can see Venus and Jupiter up above my house.
Right.
And so this is the connection that they're looking for, which was prophesied among all the indigenous tribes. Of course, Hopi was the one that took off with it with the blue star prophecy many, many years ago. But this is far more involved than what we originally thought it was. But there's just now, if you look at the Mayan people and the Incas and those other people, that they had back and forth communication way long time ago. Not only on trade, but also on the shamanic practices, the different types of herbs, the different types of travel. And I was told at one time by a very high medicine order man from one of the pueblos that they actually used to transport themselves through, I don't know how they did it in the old days. I think when they took away those altars and those chambers.
But like physical teleportation? Clifford, are you talking physically teleporting?
The Maya have that. Yeah, the Maya have that in the listing.
There's definitely a lot of that they used to know how to do that.
Well, we had that until, again, when they took away our altars. And they also did away with the stargates, where they actually, the government, federal government, filled in those places where they had these portals. The one that's remained in is hidden from everybody else. Of course, they probably know it's right above the Los Alamos nuclear labs. It's the teleportation center for all the medicinal orders, and it's in the Bandelier National Park.
Mm. Let me ask you a question here. This is a stupid question, okay? But that's okay. I know how to do that. This is a stupid question. That is, whenever I hear the word Stargate, I'm only thinking of that TV show and the movie about having this gigantic device that lets you dimensionally or transport or go through a warp field to go to another reality or another planet?
The reason that we call it a Stargate is for lack of better interpreters. You got to understand that we have our ancient language that we still speak. And it's very difficult to interpret those type of happenings. So it's easier just to say, well, you know, everybody knows what a Stargate is or equivalent to it. But it's far more than that. It will be like a tornado, a little twister spinning on itself, and then all of a sudden it just opens up a vortex, and there's a scenery that goes on there. And that's the way it's been described to me. I personally haven't seen one, but that's what they tell me. My younger brother went to that Zuni Heaven, and he saw that way back in 1975. So he knows about what goes on, and he also saw the Challenger, which happened, 8 years after that. But these are, for lack of a better term, because the white man always uses that term, it's each tribe has their own way of saying it in their own language. So,
but it sounds like the Mayan portal, as Johnny and Brendan have been describing.
Well, they're portals is what they are. And depending on which order, in this case, it's the Kachina order, because it's right there in the home of the Kachina, and that's where we go when we die. And then we come back as Kachina. We come back as Kachinas, and our purpose when we come back is to bring the rain and all the food to serve the people of my tribe here. Not only of my tribe only, but the rest of the other pueblos and all the indigenous peoples throughout the world, which includes the people from Mexico, includes the people from South America, because we are all brothers and we're all related, and that's the way it was set up from the beginning. The reason that it's lost is because those, again, because of barriers that they put by borders and how the government set up that, so we don't talk to each other anymore. There's still some shaman that actually go from Canada clear down to South America, and they don't use any airlines, they don't use any buses, trains or anything. They just walk.
Hey, we have an all-star discussion of Mayan legends, Indian legends, and lots more. You're with Gene, you're with Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com.
FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
You're with Gene and Chris on the Paracast, exploring Mayan legends and more. Our guests will include Brendan O'Brien, Johnny Chanel, and Clifford Mahoody. Johnny, you had a comment you wanted to make before we continue. Go ahead, please.
I was going to say that one of the things that is challenging in understanding the way that the Maya mind works is that they do not view time as a straight linear thing the way that we do. One thing happens and another and another and another. For them, time is more like a Mobius strip that folds back into itself and continues on, and that our consciousness is sort of like the place where the Mobius strip meets in the middle. And that the other things that spin off of it are the past and the future. But our present moment is that one thing, but there's also the past and the future. And that they're all intertwined.
Does that imply to some extent that our vision of the past and the future and the present, as a matter of fact, it's all an illusion?
The first conclusion that we want to make of that is that it's all an illusion. That's the automatic thing that everybody, the first place everybody wants to go is, well, then it's all an illusion. No, not all an illusion. A matter of perception. If we were to have the ability to perceive everything in the past and everything in the future at the same time we're in the present moment, we would probably go insane. We have to filter out what we can actually take in.
Yeah,
except that medicine people don't have to do that. So that's the reason why when the people that have the premonitions and prophecies that about things that are going to happen in the future, like Clifford was saying, people saw 911, someone saw the Challenger accident. Those are places where medicine people can slip through that crack and go into the other dimension and pull out something that's going to happen in the future.
Now,
and
is that also the same thing, by the way, as psychics who claim they can see the future? It's not just people who are indigenous.
Right.
No, there are people that actually can do that. There's all kinds of methods that, you know, if you follow a spiritual practice, that you could get to that point where you actually have that perception of what time really, the real nature of time.
Well, that even raises another question here.
The Maya people, that real perception of time makes them completely different in terms of the way that we're looking at December 21, 2012.
But then, did any of these people actually foresee, for example, that when Apple stock price was $10 a share, it would be nearly $600 a share? Or they don't believe in using that knowledge for financial gain?
I'm sure the Dark Brotherhood, there are people who do that. More than that, they probably control that price. Just like when Catholics die, they're put in the ground and a big piece of granite is stuck over their head. The church is turning them into a battery, and they've been preconditioned to be the battery by being told when they die, they're going to lay there until the horns of jubilation. And that keeps their soul and their battery power fixed under that piece of granite. So,
a battery? What do you mean by a battery?
Human batteries. The church actually cultivates souls and use them as batteries. That's why they put granite gravestones on their head and put the body underneath the gravestone and indoctrinate them before they die that they're going to be in that place till the horns of jubilation. This is black magic. And I'm sure people who set up those mechanisms and do those things are going through portals and are forecasting and being a part of manipulating the future. And they're there, and they're in every community, and I'm sure the indigenous communities have those stories about the Black Brotherhood. One thing that I needed to say during this too was that in terms of people thinking that it's the end of the calendar, what makes the Mayan calendar so beautiful is that there is no end. It has a decimal and it keeps going. They take groups of numbers so that for us, we don't like to say 1,256,786. They can merely say 3 baktuns, 2 kantuns, and it makes it a simpler counting system. In terms of them saying it's the end of the world, meaning we're all gone, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's not true.
Let me explain. In Palenque, there's writing in stone that the Maya did that said Pakal will be exalted by the world, and the date equals 250-some-thousand A.D. So if Pakal's going to be exalted by the world, why would they have a date so far into the future?
Correction, Brendan. The date in the future is at 4772.
4772, right. In Koba, there's a further date.
So a couple thousand years from now.
Yeah, he'll be celebrated. But there are some that go way into the future, calculations that show that they didn't think it was going to be the end of the world because they're talking about things that are going to go happen much further into the next baktun.
All right, so the world's not going to end this year. No. I could look forward with comfort into, as long as I'm around, being able to see a real future.
It was a bad tag to put on the Maya calendar, but I understand it because there's so many doomsday prophecies. And it is the end of the Kali Yuga. It's the end of the Kali Yuga, and that's the end of a calendar. It's the end of a Maya calendar. Native Americans talk about...
The Egyptian calendar is on 2012.
So... It does seem like this knowledge was spread out, throughout all the communities of the world because all these calendars seem to coincide with basically on their end date times for that calendar. And then again, the Mayas start again. 1, 2, from that baktun, they get to the next baktun. You see what I mean? So it's just, it makes this system.
It's an end of a giant cycle. You brought up something earlier that is very intriguing to me about the dark adepts and the dark or black magic. And I wanted to mention to Clifford a very interesting thing that Grandfather Martin Gushwe Somo told me when he stayed at my house inadvertently for a week a number of years ago. And he said that in his interpretation of things, that the Earth should probably already have gone through these cataclysmic changes. He said they should have come early. And he said that the only reason why they hadn't come is because they were being held in check by black magic. And he used that term, black magic. He said the reason why we haven't gone through the changes is because they're holding off the inevitable, which I found very intriguing.
Clifford, I think, when he described there's really no better way to say it than Stargate Night or Star Portal. I agree with him. But I, you know, it would have to be obvious to I think us, at least here in the West, that there is no conspiracy, number one, that basically in the past 20 years, everything has been in our face. Bush didn't lie, and he said we're going to come in and we're going to make the rich richer and we're going to do it by any means necessary, and he did it, and everyone stood there. There was no conspiracy. But beyond these type of people who are petty tyrants and petty rulers or rulers for profit, they're not the Black Brothers. The Black Brothers are concealed. These are puppets of the Black Brothers, but they are out there, and they take many forms, and it pops to the surface. I think we've been socialized not to see them. Americans get all their toys. They get everything that they need. Plenty of things to look at and to play with. They don't see what's going on.
Let's ask Clifford what he thinks about that. I think that's a really interesting and valid
point. All those things are there to fixate consciousness away from truth, away from what's really happening in their world.
I guess we can say, Brendan, that maybe they're using this to mollify the masses so they don't look behind the scenes to see what's really going on. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. What else? The Paracast on Twitter. Follow us, neighbors, and maybe we'll just follow you. We have a special Mayan Roundtable with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
Exploring Mayan mysteries, indigenous peoples, legends about the possible end of the world, about controlling the populace so, well, we don't look beneath the surface because we're happy with our iPads and our flat panel TVs and all that stuff. We have Brendan O'Brien and Johnny Chanel of the Maya Sites Travel Service and Clifford Mahudi Azuni Elder. Brendan, you were about to start a further discussion before I had to do the break. Let's continue.
Well, I think maybe I got a little bit off track, but I think that, I do think that there's some sort of awakening that happens, and it's kind of like the 100th monkey thing. And I think that maybe the mechanisms that are being explored, at least with the Maya ideas and some of the mystery that shrouds them, and people, you know, wanting an answer, wanting something, everyone needing to focus on one thing. And that may not necessarily be negative. It may be something that indeed helps us all come to understanding. So, like, I didn't agree with Jose Arguelles on just about all of his stuff and where he got it. But then there's another part of me that respects the man immensely for what he was able to do in terms of human consciousness and raising people a little bit higher up than they were before he came along. And I just think that maybe this Maya thing might be a mechanism for all of us to ask questions and to be curious about our future and to make us say, well, why would I even think it's the end of the world? What is going on where we all think that it could be a possibility in the back of our minds? We know scientifically it could, but what is it we're doing that makes us in our guilty part of conscience go, you know, what is it? Is it something we're doing? And that's a good thing. I think that's a good question.
So we're creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's kind of what I'm hearing.
It may be something like that. It may be a way to avert something that would otherwise be inevitable. It may be to bring something on that's going to be painful, but in the end helps us. Who are we to say? Unless we do it, we take that step, we have the conversation.
Well, Clifford, do you have anything to add to the conversation? How does the Zuni view?
Well, the Zunis believe, again, that there's have been some changes in the world's past. I think what's coming on now is that the Earth is going to go on. I mean, the planet's not going to blow up or anything like that. What has happened is that the people did it to themselves because they've violated what the rules and the protocols given by them, hoping that they will not do what they did in the past, especially among the American Indian tribes. And so we are not following that path anymore again. They did up to about, I would say, about 200 years ago. Maybe even 400 years ago, until they had a virus that was put into the community system, which were the
for the Inquisition of the Spanish and the conquerors, and they deviated from that. And they, in so doing, they deviated from the practices and the protocols given by the Star Brothers and the different deities. We still got the deities going on full speed, but again, we're in a very different type of a world, but it still has to go through there. Now, the question of the dark forces came up about the reason that the Dark One was created from the beginning by the creator was that was for population check. So they would not have overpopulation. In the Zuni mythology, the witch or the blood dark force had the ear of corn, which was a food for all the Pueblo people. And that's the reason that he got saved to be on this planet. However, the dark forces overcame the good because a lot of our good people went over on the dark side. That's why I talk about the dark side. And this is prevalent with other societies, especially with other races. You can look at whatever you want to go to. I'm sitting over here in Zuni America. I don't have any influence by other things except what the teachings of my grandfathers were. And I could pretty well tell that this is what's going on in the rest of the world. Those are the dark forces that are creating this big old thing about end of the world, and they're blaming the Mayas. If only they could learn about what their whole system is. They're only looking from the outside, looking into them, into the Maya. They have never gone inside their room with the Maya and looked out backwards, and it's going to be a different vision.
Exactly.
Very well put.
Very well put.
Yeah, and there's also, again, I'd like to reemphasize, there's a reason. You know, with the Spanish, the Maya, they think they were pretty close in estimating them to be 3 million strong. And by the time the Spanish were done, there were less than 100,000. And if that doesn't... you know, make you keep secrets because, you know, that free knowledge, the church was very fearful of it and of the knowledge and of the practice.
And also that thing of that they, that the Maya people know, like I say, because they believe that they're going to keep coming back and they're not going to like start out like in, you know, the Hindu theory. They're going to go through being a whole bunch of animals, and then they finally get to reincarnate as a human. That they think they're going to be able to come back so quickly, that gives them a fearlessness about the whole situation. They're people that are willing to get on a chicken bus with packed to the brim with all these people and guys strapped on top and baggage and chickens, and the bus catches on fire and they're going down a mountain. And they're okay with it.
And you would,
they
you
are,
would
okay
have a heart attack.
Oh, man.
This is the way you get to and from work. So,
last time I was in Guatemala, I saw that. And I was just like, you know, these people, they are fearless. They are not as, we're just the Western world, the white man framework of our reality is, this is our only time. This is what's going on. And our perception is the only true one. And we're going to charge ahead. It's a complete opposite of that.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to say this, though. When Johnny says they know they can come back, in the classic period, there's this wonderful piece of artwork of Pakal. And he is in a boat. And this was actually carved onto a femur, a human femur. And he has great sadness and trepidation. Because on the outside of the Pakal lid, there is what would be like a sky bombardo. And the king, once he dies and drops into the underworld, he has to go through all these trials. And the trials, as they were handed down and spoken, and when they talk through the portal, through the queens, to the ancestors says, you need to prepare or you'll be stuck there forever, or you may not ever make it through. And so it was with great trepidation and sorrow that kings had to make that journey, because it was much harder than to get up and sit with the ancestors
that thing from death until you go, those trials were very hard. And
I'll tell you what, we have a trial we have to go through right now, which is ending the show.
Okay,
but I'm going to ask you, Brendan, can you or Johnny tell us more about the Maya Sites Travel Service? Give us a few seconds of information.
Basically, the whole reason that our travel company exists is because we saw that people were not getting a quality experience when they traveled to the land of the Maya. They were getting thrown on tour buses and all kinds of stuff, being told that the Maya don't exist anymore, et cetera. So we created a niche where we assist people in travel in the land of the Maya in any sort of way. Any questions anybody have, free information about how to travel in the four countries that the Maya are in, Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras.
And the site is mayasites.com, by the way. It's mayasites.com. We have a link at thepowercast.com. Chris O'Brien's site is being redone finally. You're going to see a great new look and feel real soon. We'll be talking, as always, when we want the wisdom of the elders from Clifford Mahoney.
Right, and Clifford and I are helping run a trip down to Palenque in November in conjunction with Maya Sites. So we'll have a link for that, too.
We sure will. Special thanks to Brendan O'Brien, Johnny Chanel, and Clifford Mahoney. Thank you all for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thank you.
This is the PowerCast.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.